This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:39, Tuesday morning, and here comes the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab-and-go meal pickup options for SFUSD and OUSD. Both districts are committed to providing meals for students while school buildings are closed. If you have a child in need or want more information on specific grab-and-go pickup locations and times, then head to RadioAlice.com under the Feed Our Families tab. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dateline, Monday, Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha.
Yeah.
Somewhere in middle America.
You write to the heart of the matter.
That matters more.
On Monday, a judge set bond at $2 million for a man accused of planting a fake bomb in downtown Omaha.
Oh my God.
The Douglas County Sheriff's Office arrested 25-year-old Thomas Truba in connection with the suspicious packages that were left and found near the Douglas County Courthouse.
Oh boy. Several packages?
Yeah. Authorities say surveillance cameras showed Truba. He took two boxes from his back seat, set them on the sidewalk near the courthouse around 2 p.m., and then drove off after evacuations.
Oh, boy.
The police in Omaha. All right.
He's like mid cup raised to his lips and you yell Omaha. He's all, I can't just drop this. I have to
had my mic
set
on.
It
like,
down.
Damn it.
Oh my God.
The Omaha Police Department bomb squad arrived and used an explosive charge to render the packages safe.
Oh.
So they blew up.
The bombs?
What? Well, they were empty boxes, apparently. So this guy thinks he's a comedian. But here's the funny part. This dumbass, when he was caught, had multiple illegal substances in his vehicle, including MDMA, codeine, drug paraphernalia, and 863 pounds of doobie weed.
Oh.
So
a
I
lot
know,
of weed.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so we would probably use the phrase, that's a ton of weed. It's not, but it's almost half a ton. I mean, 863 pounds, dude?
How do you even fit that much in a vehicle? Was he
right.
driving a van?
I don't know, but they also found $400,000 in cash.
Oh.
So, you know, when I was young, and I look, everything I was up to was just partying. I'm not saying it wasn't illegal and some of the crap I did, but for the most part, I was just up to that. But guys like this, you used to see him and you'd go, that dude's a bust. Let's stay away from him. Like, you just realize some people are too stupid to stay out of, like, dude, you're doing fake bombs at the courthouse with all this crap in your car?
What are you thinking?
You can't even hide it.
He almost wants to get caught.
He's just sick
of the life that he has.
I just think that some people are a bust. They don't think things through. They're just, oh, this will be funny. With eight, that's not a dime bag. That's 863 pounds of pot.
Well, when you think about what the volume of an ounce of pot is, that's a lot.
It's like a big freezer Glad bag of pot, right?
Right. You have an ounce of pot. So now 16 of those are a pound, and now times 863. Like, it's so much weed. Like, I can't even believe you could get it into a single vehicle.
Right. Anyway, he's facing a felony charge of threatening explosive use, placing a false bomb, possession of a controlled substance, and a misdemeanor count of obstructing government operations, because they probably had to evacuate the whole courthouse. So anyway, he's busted, and I just thought, Jesus, what is somebody in Omaha doing with 863 pounds? Thank you, Bryn. All right.
Omaha! It's the heart that matters more.
I'd also like to thank Nicole for keeping her eye out for Omaha stories. You know I need those. Yeah. Great job.
You got to look there every day. There's got to be something. And that's a good one. That's a big one.
Uh-huh.
Anything that happens in Omaha that causes someone to get $2 million worth of bail, that needs a double look.
Right to
right.
Vinny.
Yep.
Real quick, let me run this down. I know that we're not a sports station, and if you're looking for all that, you can go to the game, don't go to the game ever. But anyway.
They are the competition. I mean,
right.
You know.
Las Vegas won their home opener last night versus the Saints, 34-24. They look great. I was actually really happy for the fans of Las Vegas because, you know, you win your home opener, the stadium looks super cool, and you beat the Saints. They're something. That's a good team.
Yeah.
You don't want to, I'm sure when you look at your schedule and you see the Saints on there, you're like, ah, drats. Darn. And, you know, wins don't come easy, so congratulations, Las Vegas. Also, the Oakland A's won the AL West division and are set for the playoffs, which start next week or later this week on the 29th. So the A's are looking good, and I actually looked up the playoff schedule. And it's a weird season. It's a changed thing because of the weird season. To be honest with you, you know what? Do go to the game if you want to know what's happening with
right,
the baseball playoffs.
Right, they definitely know.
I don't know that.
Right.
I was reading it and going, okay, there's a best of three. I give up. That's not my job. Let's see here. The most embarrassing thing each state Googles more than anyone else.
All right.
So they always compile these things, and I think there's a few funny ones here. Delaware. Is that where you were born, or was it Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Delaware, are aliens real? Florida, how to get rid of a ghost.
Oh.
California.
Okay.
How to quit a job you just started.
Oh.
You just quit. You put in your 2 weeks, right, and you say, this is not what I had hoped for, and you quit. You can't do that a lot, though.
No.
Because
that'll catch up with you.
Yeah.
That gets around.
You know, once or twice, it's possible that it's them and not you. Three or four times, it's probably you.
Think on that.
Yeah.
That's something to ponder.
Georgia. Where is Africa?
Oh.
Huh?
Well.
All right. You know, you got a globe or... All right. Well, whatever. Illinois. What do we breathe out? Why are they questioning that? I don't understand.
Which one was that? Illinois?
Illinois.
What do we breathe out?
Indiana. Hmm. How is a baby made?
What?
Oh, my God.
These are the top things that are Googled. Now, listen, I'll tell you something. I don't know when they did this. I don't have the dates. But one of the things I've noticed just this last week is that my kid can now do Google searches, the older kid.
Yeah.
She's, because of this Zoom, these Zoom meetings and the use of a laptop, she's becoming pretty darn good at looking stuff up. So maybe that's affecting
these
searches.
You're saying the children are asking where the babies come from.
All the kids that are now getting access to computers that wouldn't otherwise maybe are changing...
kidding. If all it takes is really is seeing someone do it one time and a kid will pick it up. Like, well, let me Google that, you say innocently enough, and you type in a question and even say the question out loud, like, you know, why do squirrels like nuts? And the kid goes, oh, that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't spell, but I'll hit this microphone button real quick and just say it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And they all pick that up without even my now 2-year-old. She doesn't know which button to hit, but she will pick up the remote and go, Frozen! You just go, oh my God. She sees everyone do it, so she just assumes that's what's happening. And tries to make it head. She doesn't know that there's a button you got. But anyway.
That is hilarious. Is that, hey, Bryn, you were saying that your daughter has some phrase that she, does she say that into the remote? Is that why she was saying that?
Oh, no. She's talking about the super gecko muscle?
Yeah.
Or it's just a line from a show. It's a PJ Masks show. It's like a little superhero.
PJ Masks.
Oh, you know you're that familiar, Ben?
Oh, totally familiar with PJ
Listen to,
Masks.
Do you have that audio handy? She's.
There's a cat boy, there's a owlet, and there's a gecko. And the gecko, in order for him to get his powers going, he has to say super gecko muscle. And let me see if I can just get to a point here.
Super gecko muscle. Super gecko muscle.
That's our little diamond.
So when she's trying to pick something up and she can't pick it up, she starts saying that, and suddenly she gets the powers to
raise
it.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious. Oh my God, that's so funny.
That is so. Well, you know what is funny about that, too? Because we're both living this same thing. Mm-hmm. A kid will say something 100 times, and until someone tells you what it is, and then you go, mm-hmm. Oh, you're saying Minnie Mouse the whole time?
Now it makes sense.
Okay, well, I wasn't hearing that, but now I can't not hear that. Okay. Right. I get it. Especially that one, too. Like, those words, why are those words together ever?
Right.
So bizarre.
Well, I think it's just so funny that she gets that he needs to say that to be strong enough to do the thing. Like, that's mm-hmm. really funny.
Well,
she's a cute kid.
I was trying to say that earlier. You know, in my kid's case, I know she understands more than you'd think because she certainly can't say the words, but she gets them.
Yep.
So they are picking stuff up. Whether they're too lazy to try and actually say words, that's another thing. How to become a vampire is what people are Googling in Kentucky.
Oh, I'd love to be good. What are the answers to that? I'd love to be, right, Nicole?
Look it up.
Be a vampire.
Why do I sweat so much in Louisiana?
Well, you're in Louisiana.
Right, that's why. How to get fired is Iowa.
Oh.
Massachusetts, the thing they Googled most is Will Smith rap. Maine is disc golf. Montana's Nick Nolte. What?
Well, that disc golf is going crazy. Why is Nick Nolte still relevant in
I have
Montana?
No idea. Nebraska, smelly feet.
Omaha, smelly feet.
Oh, Bryn, you had it right there. Come on.
I was looking up how to be a vampire.
Oh. Because you want to be one, too? We'll start a whole little vampire.
Well, you asked the question. I wanted to see if I could find an answer.
I think you have to be bit by one.
So I got to find an actual vampire in order to figure it out?
Well, you can't. It's the first answer that pops up.
You idiot.
New York is looking for velour tracksuits.
Ooh, velour tracksuits. Yeah, those are awesome. The velour tracksuit. I got John a velour tracksuit not long ago because it's like so, you know, Tony Soprano loungewear. I love it. He doesn't wear it that
What?
Much. Yeah. It's like, oh,
you got
so
John
velour. Well, yeah, he was looking at something. And he goes, oh, it looks so comfortable. And I was like, I'm getting him one of those.
And so he puts on the top and matching bottom and walks around the house.
He did it. He's done it a couple times. It's at the bottom of his drawer of things that it's just not as comfortable as it looked. Dark blue.
Really?
I got him a navy blue one.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Bummer.
It's too bad. What state was that?
Oh, boy. Hold on.
I think it was New York or New Jersey.
I think it was New York. Velour tracksuits. New Mexico. Justin Bieber nudes. Nevada. Guy Fieri.
Oh. Well,
These are the things that people Googled the most in each state. They were compiled, and there they are for you. Your new state of Vermont is, where is Canada?
Oh, you're kidding.
No. They don't know.
It's so close. It's right there.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We have secured that number to be a way for you to contact us anytime, all show long. Just text us, and your comments are read on air, or at least read, and then we say, we can't say that. What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
925 says, more little munchkin audio clips. Have them intro segments. Wow, take it easy.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Fast facts.
Oh, yeah, if you could get Diamond to do an intro for the news, that'd be, I would absolutely love that.
Right now, all I have is the gecko muscle right now.
Okay, so play that next news break as an intro for me, would you?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, thank you. Oh, baby Diamond made me cry. So adorable.
Oh.
Crying?
That kid,
I know,
is
we're
really
all right
cute
on the edge, but
yeah, well, it doesn't take much these days, Ben. Laughing and crying is so close.
Let's see here. Hello, radio family. Thank you every day morning. Thank you for the everyday morning laughter. Vinfro, can you please sing happy birthday for our daughter, Kayla, who is, turning 17 today. Thank you. Rico and Liz from 510. I can't sing right now because there's people sleeping in my house and I'm super loud.
I think
maybe
Bryn
can play a clip.
That up, yeah.
You got a clip?
Got it. Happy birthday!
Oh, God.
To you!
Oh, my God.
How'd you guys keep your headphones on for that? Yikes.
Vinny,
it's finally fall, your favorite time of year. Sorry, Sarah. Oh, geez. Summer is toast. And yes, Nicola's sexy as heck.
Oh.
Did we say that earlier?
I didn't realize that was in question.
Has Hooman dated her, or is she too young for him?
Oh God, no. Vinny, we talked to Hooman for a while yesterday on Zoom.
Who's we?
Me and Bryn. And actually, Nicole, were you on there when Hooman was on?
No, I wasn't. Yeah.
It was just, you know, people jump on, people jump off. So Hooman was telling us about, a little more about that kiss. And we found out something. So he's going to do a movie review on Thursday.
This Thursday.
Yes. So you need to ask him, have you ever made out with someone when you both had your masks on? Just ask him that and prepare yourself. Just ask him that.
So this actually was a true story.
No. It probably wasn't a true story, but
well,
he's
any
got
of his stories true? I mean,
yeah, I mean, the fact that it gets true crazier is not a surprise. The fact that you think it's true, that's surprising. Come on, Nicole, get with the program.
He had some pretty interesting details that went along with that.
He's so full of nonsense, and it's perfect. I mean, the thing in the doorway that time, I was like, really?
I think he doesn't know how things work. That's all. I think he actually did make out with someone in a doorway.
Oh, really?
Filling the shoes? Come on.
Yeah, filling her shoes up. I mean, come on.
Well, maybe we just don't know how to do that. We're like, you know, we could learn so much
at that level. You know?
Okay.
Anyway,
let's take a break.
We'll be
coming up in the trash, Sarah.
I'm going to start with the Emmys after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.